Chapter 7, Nephrology.
Topic 13, Miscellaneous. We'll conclude our final section with a couple miscellaneous topics that warrant some discussion: nephrogenic systemic fibrosis and analgesic nephropathy. Starting with nephrogenic systemic fibrosis, this condition is particularly relevant to individuals with acute on chronic renal failure who have been administered gadolinium-containing contrast agents. Nephrogenic systemic fibrosis is a serious condition with no known cure, emphasizing the importance of prevention as a key treatment strategy. Gadolinium, used frequently in magnetic resonance imaging for enhanced imaging quality, is known to be a trigger for this fibrosing disorder when used in patients with significant renal impairment. The prevention strategy here is straightforward but critical. Avoid the use of gadolinium-containing contrast agents in patients with advanced kidney disease. Moving on to analgesic nephropathy, this condition is an important consideration in patients who have a history of prolonged analgesic use, especially non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Analgesic nephropathy can lead to either acute or chronic renal failure and is characterized by several distinctive features. Patients may present with hematuria and renal colic, symptoms that are indicative of underlying complications such as papillary necrosis and ischemia, leading to the sloughing of papilla. The pathophysiology of analgesic nephropathy includes papillary necrosis and chronic tubulointerstitial nephritis. Additionally, it is associated with type 1 renal tubular acidosis, a condition where the kidney fails to adequately acidify the urine. On urinalysis, one might find hematuria, sterile pyuria, and proteinuria, which are indicative of ongoing renal damage. Imaging studies, particularly a computed tomography scan of the abdomen and pelvis, might reveal small kidneys with bilateral papillary calcifications, further supporting the diagnosis.